on the town.
都市猎影。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听《都市猎影》节目，我是王飞。我现在正走在伦敦的大街上。十月下旬的伦敦已经是凉意袭人了，但是我也发现，在很多的超市、商店的门口和橱窗里，都放了很多的大南瓜 ，pumpkins。也有的放了很多南瓜的装饰品，那人们要庆祝什么节日呢？我一会儿回到演播室为大家揭开答案。
Now with me in the studio is，
大家好 ，I'm Rob Carter.、
Rob, why are there so many pumpkins in stores and supermarkets at the moment?
Well.Pumpkins are a symbol of a festival called Halloween, and it's on the 31st of October every year.
Halloween, 万圣节，每年的十月三十一号是西方的万圣节。So what are these pumpkins for then?
That's a good question. Actually, I've already bought one pumpkin this year, not for myself, but for my children. My daughter is 4 years old now, and I'm going to carve a jack-o'-lantern for her. That's like a spooky face, and I'll put a candle inside it to light it up.
Jack-o'-lantern, 也就是万圣节南瓜灯。Rob 将为自己的女儿在万圣节雕刻一个南瓜灯。
So what else do people do for Halloween? Let's hear more.
Yeah, trick or treating.
And with some friends.
Usually I don't really like putting on makeup, but I like dressing up scarily.
Trick or treating, yeah. Go in the streets round where I live, knock on doors and get loads of sweets and money.
Trick or treating 意思是你要款待我呢，还是想让我给你捣鬼呢？
Trick or treating is something special that people do at Halloween. Now, the second interviewee said she walks around the streets where she lives and knocks on doors saying trick or treating and she gets loads of sweets and money.
是的，她要在她住的附近呢挨家挨户敲门，然后说 trick or treating， 她就会得到很多的糖果了或者钱。
Sweets, yes, but money, I doubt it.
Anyway, I wish her good luck this year. Rob, are you going to do trick-or-treating this year?
Well, yes and no. Usually, it's just the kids who go trick-or-treating. But this year, I'm going to go out with my daughter. This is her first year of doing trick-or-treating, and she's very excited about it.
I reckon she'll get a lot of sweets.
Well, I hope so. Some for me as well.
看来如果你住在英国的话，万圣节的时候一定要准备一些糖果来应付那些敲门的孩子了。
Yes, don't let the kids down. Otherwise, they might get nasty and play a trick on you.
孩子们在失望生气之后呢，可能会跟你捣鬼的。
On the town, from BBC Learning English.
So, Rob...Halloween sounds like a happy festival for kids, doesn't it?
Yes, it is a happy festival for kids. But at the same time, there's a more sinister side to Halloween.
It sounds very scary.
Yes, Halloween can be very scary. And you always hear words like zombie.
Zombie 就是僵尸。
Vampire.
Vampire 就是吸血鬼。
And werewolf.
Werewolf.狼人。
Okay, let's visit Charles Fox, a makeup shop in London, and listen to Annie. Please try to hear what they've prepared for Halloween.
Well, Halloween is probably our busiest time of year, so we've been preparing for it for about a month now, ordering stuff in. We've got extra makeup, special effects, blood, vomit, pus, slime, all the usual things.The masks are just an arrangement of scary things. Werewolves, skulls, scary clowns, pretty much sold out. The Red Devil, very popular. Things that have been really selling this year is our zombie kit, which we've got. Another big seller is vampire fangs, very big.
They've prepared all the scary things you might need for a good Halloween costume. They've got extra makeup.
Makeup. 化妆用品。他们有什么万圣节化妆用品呢?
Blood, vomit, pus, and slime.
血、呕吐物、脓，还有又黏又滑的东西，哎，都是让人恶心的东西。
They've also got some scary masks.
Masks, 面具。他们有什么万圣节面具呢?
A werewolf, a skull, and a scary clown.
狼人、骷髅头还有恐怖小丑都够吓人的。
The big sellers are the zombie kit and the vampire fangs.
最畅销的是僵尸套装还有吸血鬼的大牙套，听起来都让人觉得恐怖。
Yes, the scarier the better. Now, young adults in the UK often go to a fancy dress party on Halloween night, and they wear scary masks or horrible makeup, but just for fun.
Fancy dress party, 化妆晚会。听 Rob 这么一介绍呢，万圣节真是一个让人开心又让人恐怖的节日。
Yes, but people do these things just for fun. They shouldn't wear their masks or makeup in public places to scare people at night.Now, I hope you'll have a happy and scary Halloween this year. For more On The Town programmes, please check our website. It's bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.